Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. He couldn't live without her, so he made sure no one else could. That's the chilling motive behind the senseless execution of 18-year-old ballerina Emily Finn, who was allegedly murdered by her heartbroken ex-boyfriend, Austin Lynch. What began as high school puppy love dissolved into a possessive deadly rage when Lynch, shattered by the breakup, turned what was supposed to be a simple handoff of belongings into a bloodbath. Emily's friend, Maya Toth, spoke to CBS 2 New York.
I can't believe this happened to her. She didn't deserve that. I'm gonna miss her so much.
The savage scene unfolded around 11:10 a.m. in Neskonset, New York, just days after Thanksgiving. Finn, a SUNY freshman, had returned home from break and stopped by Lynch's home on Shenandoah Boulevard to return the last remnants of their 3.5-year romance. Lynch, a Marine recruit whose 18th birthday fell on Thanksgiving Day, allegedly greeted her act of closure with extreme violence. Suffolk County authorities report he retrieved a legally owned 12-gauge shotgun and fired two deadly rounds, killing the Sayville High School graduate instantly. He then allegedly turned the weapon on himself in a botched murder-suicide attempt. Lynch's parents, home at the time, heard the blasts and made the frantic 911 call. Finn, a beloved dancer who had returned home from college for break, was pronounced dead at the scene. Lynch survived his self-inflicted wound and was rushed to Stony Brook University Hospital, where he remains in critical but stable condition under police guard. Suffolk County authorities confirmed he faces second-degree murder charges. The Suffolk County DA's office said he would be arraigned as an adult once medically cleared. The couple's split was reportedly prompted by diverging paths, Finn leaving for college at State University of New York, while Lynch had recently enlisted in the Marines. Tributes of pink ribbons, Finn's favorite color, adorned the trees outside her dance studio. Her dance instructors announced that this year's production of The Nutcracker, where Finn once starred, will be dedicated to her memory. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app, and you can also watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. More crime and justice news after this. The panicked 911 call was a calculated performance designed to mask a cold-blooded killing. Saul Garcia Gonzalez, a 40-year-old landscaper in Florida, played the role of the distraught boyfriend for days after his live-in partner, 37-year-old Narita Martel, vanished, a deliberate charade that ended the moment her lifeless body was recovered from a South Florida canal.
Sir, you're charged with second-degree murder.
Martel's impending independence tragically became the catalyst for her murder. Authorities believe she wanted to finally terminate the abusive relationship. She had been enduring Garcia Gonzalez's alleged verbal abuse and was actively seeking a safe sanctuary for herself and their 2-year-old daughter just 24 hours before she disappeared on October 6th. This clear signal that Martel was ready to bolt from her tormentor seemingly ignited his fatal rage. As family and friends pressed for answers, Garcia Gonzalez concocted a bizarre cover story. He claimed Martel might have been apprehended by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, a theory investigators quickly debunked. He finally filed a missing person report on October 9th, 3 days after his alleged crime. 2 days later, on October 11th, Martel's corpse was found floating in a canal near Southwest 168th Street and Southwest 205th Avenue. The medical examiner's office later confirmed the harrowing truth. Martel had been executed by a single gunshot wound to the head. Detectives from the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office swiftly dismantled Garcia Gonzalez's shifting narratives. Cell phone data proved damning, showing He traveled repeatedly to and from the remote canal location at the critical time, directly contradicting his claim of last seeing her at a bus stop. Furthermore, surveillance footage captured his car operating in the precise area of the gruesome discovery. Confronted with overwhelming evidence, Garcia Gonzalez was arrested on November 26th and charged with second-degree murder. Though he denied the slaying and waived his right to legal counsel, a judge ordered him held without bond. Their young daughter is now secure with relatives. And finally, talk about a reverse commute. Michaela Copeland, 32, is facing criminal charges and a massive $1,300 fine because she allegedly committed the ultimate tube sin, walking the wrong way on a railway station escalator. The Greenwich woman was slapped with the shocking charge after being spotted. She's accused of using the moving staircase in a direction, quote, other than intended for travel, end quote, which is a serious breach of local railway bylaws, apparently. Copeland pleaded not guilty despite surveillance video catching the daring two-step. This commuter clearly thought the law was going nowhere, but the police showed up, stepped up, and told her not to walk this way. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.